In our journey of faith, we often encounter moments where our efforts to share God's love and message may seem insignificant or futile. We might be speaking to someone who has left the church, trying to encourage them to return to Christ. We may feel that our words and actions are too small to make a difference. However, the parables in Mark 4:26-34 remind us that God can take our seemingly small efforts and cause major and serious transformations in human hearts. In the parable of the growing seed, Mark 4:26-29, Jesus compares the kingdom of God to a farmer who scatters seed on the ground. The seed grows by itself, whether the farmer is awake or asleep, and eventually produces a harvest. The farmer does not understand how it happens, he simply plants the seed and trusts in the natural process. This parable illustrates that spiritual growth and the expansion of God's kingdom are ultimately in God's hands. Our role is to plant the seeds of faith and trust God to bring about growth in His time and way. Similarly, the parable of the mustard seed, Mark 4:30-32, describes how the kingdom of God is like a mustard seed, the smallest of all seeds, which grows into the largest of garden plants. This tiny seed becomes a large tree, providing shelter and refuge for birds. The message here is clear: even the smallest beginnings can lead to tremendous growth and impact. What starts small and seemingly insignificant can become something vast and transformative through God's power. When we apply these teachings to our interactions with others, especially those who may have drifted away from the faith, we find encouragement and hope. Our efforts to speak about God, repentance, and returning to Christ are like planting mustard seeds. Though our actions may appear minor, God can use them to bring about significant changes in people's lives. We might not see the immediate results or be around to witness the eventual transformation, but that is where faith and trust come in. It is essential to remember that our responsibility is to plant the seeds, through loving conversations, acts of kindness, and sharing our faith. The growth and fruition of these seeds are in God's hands. Just as a farmer does not fully understand how a seed grows into a plant, we do not always comprehend how our small actions can lead to great spiritual growth. Yet, we trust that God is at work in ways we cannot see or understand. Additionally, it's crucial to recognize that our efforts should not be limited by our judgments or perceptions of who is worthy to hear God's message. Sometimes, we might think that a particular person or group of people is not worthy of our efforts because of their appearance, disposition, or beliefs. We might shy away from speaking to them about God. However, the parables do not specify the type of soil where the seeds are sown. There is no distinction made about the environment, it simply states that the seeds are sown and grow. This is a powerful reminder that we should not restrict our work for God's kingdom. God's desire, as stated in the letters to Timothy, is that all people be saved and come to the full knowledge of Him. There are no exceptions. Regardless of who the person is, whether they have what we consider to be the hardest of hearts or they are the worst criminal, God's desire is for every single person to be saved. These parables teach us about the nature of God's kingdom. It grows in ways that might be invisible or surprising to us, but it will ultimately flourish and provide shelter and refuge. Our seemingly small efforts can have a big impact when entrusted to God. Therefore, we should not be discouraged by the size of our actions or the apparent lack of immediate results. Instead, we should be faithful in our endeavors, knowing that God can use even the smallest seed to grow something magnificent. In conclusion, let us be encouraged to continue planting seeds of faith, love, and truth in the lives of those around us. Our efforts, though they may seem small, are valuable and significant in God's kingdom. By trusting in God's greater plan and power, we can be assured that our actions will bear fruit in due time. Remember, it is God who causes the growth, and our role is to be faithful and diligent in planting the seeds. Heavenly Father, we thank You for the wisdom and encouragement found in Your Word. We are reminded today of the power of small efforts and the profound impact they can have when entrusted to you. Help us to be faithful in planting seeds of faith, love, and truth in the lives of those around us, regardless of who they are or where they come from. Lord, give us the courage to speak your truth with love, even when it seems futile or when we face resistance. Remind us that growth and transformation are ultimately in your hands. May we trust in your greater plan and believe in your power to bring about change in ways we cannot see or understand. Open our hearts to see every person as worthy of your love and salvation. Break down any barriers of judgment or fear that prevent us from sharing your message. We pray for all those who have strayed from the faith, that they may encounter your grace and return to you. Use our small efforts, Lord, to build your kingdom. Let our lives be a testament to your love and power. We place our trust in you, knowing that you can turn even the smallest seed into a flourishing tree. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen.